Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, this is a pretty crazy story. The viral sensation that is the Leaning Tower of Dallas has given way to a whole herd of people that sit around, and much of what they do during the day is centered around the demolition of the Leaning Tower of Dallas and trying to bring it down. It's time you meet the Tower Army and one of the leaders of it, Stephen Daitch. He grew up in the U.S., in New Hampshire. Now he lives in Nottingham, England, and he's just drawn to this thing.
I watch YouTube quite a bit, and I saw a video basically about how an explosion had gone wrong. You know, so a demolition had gone wrong, and it took a different direction than what was expected.
So we found a live stream. We've got one of them on KRLD.com, trained on the Leaning Building. And he just started watching it.
I just started basically at work, and I just have it on a screen off to the side. And it's not like too distracting, but like, you know, it's interesting to watch.
And he just couldn't pull himself away, and neither could others, as the demolition company tried to bring down that tower with that tiny wrecking ball.
And people were freaking out. So then, you know, they're like, well, there has to be a better way to do this. And we started talking about different theories about, you know, what could be done that would be better. All of a sudden, now there's about 300. Well, there's 389 watching now, but there's 300 of us that continually watch. And we've actually built like what we call a tower family. Now it's like a global thing. So there are people everywhere watching.
So they just sit there all day watching.
So I think the fascination is that it's like a drug. You kind of like, you started watching it and then you're like, oh, this is stupid, and you don't watch it. But then when you walk away, you think, oh my God, I don't want to miss this actually coming down. So then you turn around, you run back, and you sit in front of the screen. And it's so stupid.
He said it, not me. But just watching the feed isn't enough.
As it gets later on the evening, we have like a little drinking game.
Wait, what?
So if a plane flies by, you drink. But since the camera angle changed, if somebody uses a porta potty, you drink.
How bad has it gotten?
Day two was a pretty rough day. There were a lot of planes. I personally, I typically have like a glass of wine, but I ended up like finishing an entire bottle that day. Other people, I heard whiskey. One guy just is out. He's like 13 shots in, he was out.
Yeah, I'd imagine. So in the end, what's the fascination with the Leaning Tower of Dallas?
You're waiting for something big to happen when something so little is occurring. And we're just waiting for it to crumble. And none of us want to miss it. None of us want to actually be the one that wasn't watching when the thing actually falls down.
And his prediction?
Well, I think there's two outcomes. One is that this ball is going to slowly do its thing for like the next like week, and we might peter out. So, you know, you go from like 300, you know, it's like a fad. So the family will grow to like 50. The other one is they might start doing something new and will probably be really upset. Because if you type in the chat, you know, to do something else, like when they bring in the little chiseler at the bottom and they start like putting, you know, they start doing things at the bottom, we kind of get really upset because we're like, no. You got to keep hitting it with the ball. So all of us collectively have determined that it will be appropriate to mourn and cry the day that the tower falls. But we haven't defined what that means. So like if half the tower falls, is it still a tower? So we talk about that. Who knows?
But what's going to happen?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Just the thing.
John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.